This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. This week, an environmental group filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in federal court in Missoula, saying that grizzly bears in the Cabinet Yak area of northwest Montana should be listed as an endangered species. Montana Public Radio News Director Eric Whitney has more.
Right now, the federal agency estimates there are about 50 grizzlies in the Cabinet Yak. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies says that number is actually closer to 40, and that the minimum number of bears necessary for the population to recover is 100. Therefore, the Alliance says the bear should be uplisted from threatened status to endangered. Endangered status would give the bears additional protections. The Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't comment on pending litigation. But spokeswoman Serena Baker says agency biologists carefully considered which status is appropriate.
Because the population is increasing and really has been stable now for a number of years, the threatened status was really the appropriate status.
The Alliance for the Wild Rockies lawsuit disputes that the population is growing. It takes issue with the federal agency counting grizzlies that are transplanted in from other areas as evidence of a healthy population. The lawsuit comes after the Alliance in December unsuccessfully petitioned Fish and Wildlife to uplist the Cabinet Yak grizzlies. Their petition was followed by one from Lincoln County, Montana, asking the federal agency to downlist the bears or remove them from the endangered species list entirely. The Fish and Wildlife Service denied Lincoln County's petition as well. It says the 2014 rewrite of the Kootenai National Forest Master Plan has helped create better conditions for grizzly survivability, but at this point, the population is not sufficiently recovered to fully delist it. I'm Eric Whitney.
A Montana jury has ruled against a woman who sought millions of dollars from healthcare providers that she said failed to diagnose her unborn daughter's cystic fibrosis. Carrie Evans of Gardner testified that she would have had an abortion if she had known that her daughter, who's now 5 years old, would be born with a genetic disease that affects a person's lung and pancreas. Her lawsuit initially sought $14.5 million in damages, but during closing arguments yesterday, Evans' attorneys asked for just under $2.4 million. Jurors deliberated for about 2 hours before finding that nurse practitioner Peggy Scanson of Livingston and Dr. William Peters of Bozeman did not depart from the standard of care in their prenatal treatment of Evans. Fire officials say a person who was rescued from a house fire in Billings has died. The Billings Gazette reports the victim, who's not yet been identified, was pronounced dead hours after yesterday's fire. Firefighters pulled one person from the one-story home and began CPR. The victim was then taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. A Lewis and Clark County jury was unable to reach a verdict in the case of a Helena man charged with shooting and killing a home intruder. The Independent Record reports jurors could not reach a unanimous verdict on whether James George Stifler was justified in shooting and killing Henry Thomas Johnson in May of 2013 or if he committed deliberate homicide. A status hearing is set for February 25th to determine if prosecutors will retry the case. Wildlife officials are placing restrictions on elk hunting north of Yellowstone National Park near Gardner for the next 2 years. The Billings Gazette reports the Fish and Wildlife Commission's approved rules that will allow a brow tine bull harvest with a general tag during the archery season and the first 3 weeks of the rifle season. Two anti-fur activists charged with waging a cross-country vandalism campaign that included Montana have pleaded guilty to federal charges in San Diego. The San Diego Union-Tribune says Joseph Buddenberg and Nicole Cassane each pleaded guilty this week to conspiracy to violate the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. He's expected to receive a 2-year prison sentence, and she's expected to get 6 months. Governor Steve Bullock says the Weyerhaeuser company will relocate certain administrative jobs but retain hundreds of Montana timber workers and manufacturers employed in Montana. Weyerhaeuser merged with Plum Creek Timber, Montana's largest private land holder, last November. That merger created one of the largest timber companies in the world with over 13 million acres of forest in the United States. In a statement issued this morning, Governor Bullock says he's disappointed in Weyerhaeuser's decision to relocate some administrative and IT jobs to the company's corporate headquarters in Washington, but hundreds of Montana-based timber workers and manufacturers will stay in state. Bullock also notes that Weyerhaeuser will keep all of its land holdings in Montana open to public use. The company usually only allows paid access to much of its land holdings. Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath filed for re-election yesterday. Corin Cates Carney reports.
McGrath is running for a second 8-year term as leader of the state's judicial branch. If elected, McGrath says he would address the rapidly increasing caseloads burdening Montana's courts.
We need to ask the legislature to increase the number of judges at the trial court level, particularly in our larger communities, Billings and Missoula, where the courts are incredibly crowded.
McGrath also said Montanans are facing a critical problem with access to the judicial system.
The biggest challenge that the judicial system has now really is access to courts. We have a lot of people who can't afford an attorney, a lot of people who can't get an attorney.
McGrath was first elected Chief Justice in 2008, following 2 terms as Montana's Attorney General. He was elected to 5 terms as a Lewis and Clark County attorney starting in 1982. As of Thursday, McGrath is the only candidate seeking the Chief Justice position. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Lewis and Clark County jury was unable to reach a verdict in the case of a Helena man charged with shooting and killing a home intruder. The Independent Record reports jurors deliberated for more than 9 hours Wednesday and yesterday before telling District Judge Kathy Seeley that they could not reach a unanimous verdict on whether James George Stifler was justified in shooting and killing Henry Thomas Johnson in May of 2013 or if he committed deliberate homicide. Prosecutor said evidence indicated Johnson was shot in the back as he fled the home, but Stifler says he shot Johnson as he moved toward him threateningly and that he feared for his life. A status hearing is set for February 25th to determine if prosecutors will retry the case. The aldermen in Browning voted 2-1 to begin disincorporating the town, but the vote failed because they needed 3 yes votes. The Lee Newspapers of Montana reports one alderman did not attend Wednesday's meeting. If there had been a tie vote, Mayor Willie Morris would have broken it in favor of disincorporation and residents would have been asked to vote on the matter. Alderman Terry Bremner says the town has no money and no way to bring in its revenue. The town blames its financial difficulties on the Blackfeet tribe and a dispute over management of a water system. The tribe says the town owes it money and is responsible for its own poor fiscal management. Under state law, a town can also be disincorporated if its governing body ceases to exist or fails to function for 2 years. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.